Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Anyway, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about something going on. It's Alaska and the Inside Passage, and it's for us only. Here's the deal. It's Viking. It's a Viking cruise. If you were to contact Viking and say you would like a cabin on this cruise, they would tell you it is sold out. And it technically is sold out. But Barbara Hughes from AAA said, I knew that was going to happen, so I've blocked out a block of rooms just for us. If you've not seen America, unless you've seen Canada, certainly you're not seeing America, but you are seeing a wonderful part of Canada, and of course, you're seeing America with Alaska. Alaska, the vistas are gorgeous, the flora and fauna, mainly fauna, are in abundance there. You're going to see animals like moose and bears and I hope not up close, but you'll see them like we did. I've been on an Alaska tour with, it was the first one we did, with a different cruise line. There's so much to see in Alaska, so much to do. And this is Viking, August 14th through the 24th of this year. So if you'd like to go, listen to some of the things. We're going to be starting in Seward, Alaska, and ending up in Vancouver. And there's so many things to do. 11-day cruise, 2 countries, 9 ports, with a private veranda in every room. The 9 ports are called. You get a free excursion with everyone. They don't nickel and dime you. Everybody that goes on Viking loves it. You get 1 complimentary shore excursion in every port or call. All the onboard meals, including regional specials, are there. Beer, wine, soft drinks. With onboard lunch and dinner, free Wi-Fi, and we'll be going, as I said, in Seward, Alaska, going to Valdez. Also, Icy Strait Point, Alaska. We were not there last time. Skagway is gorgeous. You're going to love going to and looking around there. Juneau is the capital, and it's only accessible by boat and plane. There are no roads going to Juneau. And Sitka, you see a lot of Sitka in the Alaskan shows. Ketchikan, same thing, and Vancouver. If you would like to get information or book a cabin, and also, even if you're one person, what they do is they take the people who need somebody to be with, because it is considerably less expensive. These cabins are made for 2 people, and it's considerably less expensive if there are 2 people. If you want that, they will get you interested to talk to somebody who also wants it. And if you kind of get along, things will look great, and they'll put that together. AAA of Western and Central New York is how you go about this. 1-844-688-7477. That's 1-844-688-7477. And thanks to Barbara Hughes, had to have the foresight to book that block of rooms. So even though the tour through Viking is already sold out, we still have cabins. How good is that? All right, let's go with the text board. Sandy, I'm not sticking up for Collins, but he's already paid a very stiff price in resigning his congressional seat, as well as the lambasting he's taken in the media. So it'd be problematic for this person. And it's Mark in Niagara. False. Okay, Mark, I can understand you have some feelings that fair is fair, and throwing the book at him, which the feds want to do, which would be the 57 months, is too much for you. But I don't listen to the argument very often that because somebody committed a crime, they've already paid a heavy price. Maybe they got a divorce. Maybe their kids were embarrassed at school. Maybe they lost their business or whatever before they even went to trial. I don't think that should be part of somebody's thinking. When you commit a crime, if you know it's a crime, and he certainly would know it was a crime, you accept the fact that if you get caught, there's some things that are going to happen that are not going to be to your liking. And I don't think that should be taken into consideration in sentencing. Do you, Tony? Do you think that that should be part of it?
No, it shouldn't be taken. I mean, it, you know, it goes along with it. You commit a crime, you get everything that goes with it.
That's true. You get the whole package. How about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, I think you should get everything, you know, coming for you. And I think it should be taken into consideration, you know, that he was cheating the people that he worked for out of his time in Congress. And now, look, we're without congressional representation.
That's true. Now, the fact that he called his son, you can, even though you don't approve of it, you can certainly understand it. You can understand why he did it, but that doesn't mean that you approve of what he did. You just know why he did it. So he was trying to protect his son. But in trying to protect his son from a financial problem, he got himself into a problem, and he didn't try and protect us. Now, you may not have any stock. Maybe you never even heard of that company. But the point is, insider trading hurts all of us. And it hurts us in the fact that we no longer can have confidence that we're getting a fair shake in the market. It's like going to a horse race and finding out that the owner doesn't really expect to win this race. He's just going to kind of take it easy with this horse because he doesn't think the horse is up to speed yet. So you don't know that information. When that information goes out, you're at a disadvantage. But when you are a public official, especially if you're a federal public official, you probably get information all the time that can be used as an insider. Keep in mind, is that contract going to be signed? Are you going to change vendors? Is there going to be a tax imposed on the business you do? There's so many things that would affect you that it gives anybody in Congress or the Senate a big advantage, a huge advantage, to know whether something's going to get approved or not, if something's going to get ended or not. So you just can't do it, especially at that level, at any level, but especially at that level. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930, and we'd like to hear from you. You can text us at 30930. Let's go to Dennis on a cell phone. Dennis, what do you think? The feds want the book thrown at Mr. Collins. It's 46 to 57 months is the guideline. What do you think if you were on the bench? What would you do?
I think he should get the book thrown at him, and I voted for the man. Sort of just discouraging when you see the corruption that's involved. But I want to see all the other politicians be held accountable, too. The Hillary Clinton, who didn't listen to a subpoena and destroyed her emails. I want to know why that wasn't prosecuted.
And, you know, that came up again recently within the last week, where the Justice Department says that they completed an investigation that lasted a couple of years and they had nothing. I can't believe they would have nothing if they did a thorough investigation.
That's because the foxes are in the hen house, and that's who's doing the judging on this.
Probably people that were appointed by the Clinton administration.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to know about Joe Biden's son and how many other politicians' kids have these jobs that they have no experience in and getting paid millions of dollars.
And how about the FISA court documents? That should be a major, major problem for the government.
I can't understand how they get away with that. It's very frustrating. You and I, if we were accused of any of that, you better lawyer up and you're going to throw as much money as you can to keep your butt out of jail, and you're still going to go to jail. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah, it's very discouraging because there seemed like such a trail of obvious problems, and for them to do a couple of years investigation, come up with nothing, really scares me. And I'm thinking we're the right people doing the investigation, but where does it end, and how do you know? We put trust in the FBI, we put trust in the Department of Justice, but sometimes I think our trust is misplaced.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it, unfortunately, well, two things are good out of this. With President Trump being elected, he's showing us how the sausage is made, and it's gross.
And you know, one thing I like is I'm thinking he's going to be reelected, and then we're going to get maybe a fresh start at some of these. The feds have already announced that they're taking a closer look at green light laws, where there's no cooperation between the local officials and the federal on some of these federal laws that we talk about all the time, including here in New York State, illegal aliens being able to get driver's licenses. So I'm glad the feds, because it's their laws, I'm glad they're stepping in and going to take a closer look at this.
But how are they going to enforce them, Sandy?
Well, that's true. They have to be enforced at the local level. But I think you start with one thing and then it grows. The feds have enormous resources when they need them. So let's hope that our local county clerk has started something and the feds put their foot down, because that's a gross misjustice when local officials don't cooperate with the federal officials.
I agree with you. We need more Mickey Kearns in the government.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So yep. Dennis says, throw the book at him. I say, throw the book at him. Buzzy says, throw the book at him. Tony, you are medium, right?
Medium.
He says, throw a small book at him if you're medium. And I think you're taking into consideration some things as a human being is certainly nice. You know, they lost a lot once, and so the son lost a lot, and other relatives did by doing that. But they were committing crimes, too. And I don't know. I would assume they were smart enough to figure out that it was a crime. Yes.
You think about this. You know, someone who has been privileged probably all of his life, now to lose his freedom and have to spend time in a cell, that's a huge slap in the face, a huge wake-up call.
Didn't I just read that at the time of the event, his net worth was $13 million? That's what I just read. Okay, if you've got $13 million in assets, why are you still trying to scam? Not that being poorer gives you more of a right to scam. I don't buy that. But what I'm saying is there's a certain limitation. I don't think having $13 million should be held against you. I don't think it should be held for you. But the mind of, I earned this truthfully and lawfully, I'm living a good life, I've got plenty of money, I've got plenty of companies, I'm worth $13 million, and that's probably a lowball number, why am I trying to scam the stock market?
One word, greed.
Yeah.
And I think I'll have nothing to back it up, but I it seems that with the wealthy, it's never enough. You have that greed factor more, more, more. Look at our Congress, our politicians. Look at the Clintons. Nothing is enough for them.
Well, yeah, except I understand that. But just using the word wealthy in there, think about it like this. I would guarantee that average Joe goes to work, okay? Say he works in a factory. Every once in a while, if it's something worth anything, he probably takes something home with him. So that's stealing, too. But we don't know about it. It's not going to get prosecuted. Remember the Johnny Cash song about taking – worked in the Cadillac factory. That's one of my favorite songs, where every day he takes a different part home. He's hoping to build his own Cadillac at home. Now, that's meant to be funny. But the other side of that is there's lots of people, if they work in a company where what they're doing is saleable on the outside on its own, who just takes stuff home. Whether it's office supplies, you know, you think, oh, that's small, it's office supplies, or things like that.
Or sheet pizza finds its way to your car.
Yeah. Oh, the sheet pizza crook. That is the worst. When a sheet pizza comes into the building, We don't mark all the inventory that comes in, so it accidentally gets eaten.
Yeah, accidentally.
How are you going to find out who ate it? But there were eyewitnesses who say the last person
get Columbo.
Yeah, with it. Yeah, would Columbo do that there, Buzzy?
Yeah, just get the what's this car called? The Peugeot.
Peugeot.
Yeah, get the Peugeot and get the trench coat. We're all set.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. What I'm saying is people do small-level stealing from their employers all the time. All the time. And so we don't count that, but when you're talking about a congressman And going to jail for insider trading, that's different. It's very public, whatever. And, of course, they lose stuff. It's too bad. You know who also loses stuff? The people. We lose stuff. So we can't say, well, it didn't affect me directly because I'm not in the market, so I don't really care. That's not the attitude.
If you lost a fortune or you lost all your savings because you went with this investment, yeah, you'd want to see them get the maximum.
Well, there were people who've gotten into trouble with the government on a large scale. Remember the Hunt brothers? The Hunt brothers, their relatives own Kansas City, okay? Kansas City.
Same as Lamar Hunt, for the Chiefs owner?
Yeah,
okay.
It's that family. The Hunt brothers tried to corner the silver market for the world. Imagine trying to corner the silver market. You know how much silver value there is out there? Like a lot. They tried to corner it, and they did something that was I'm trying to think of the word, not acceptable. Let's put it that way. This kind of a maneuver or that kind of a maneuver. And we have white-collar people looking after white-collar crime all the time. But it shouldn't be put in a different position simply because it doesn't affect you. I think that's a mistake.
And I don't think you're going to find the average working-class person is going to have much sympathy for somebody like Chris Collins.
No, they're not, because they're going to see that, what prison did he get sent to? The Hilton.
And was it a prison or a country club?
Yeah, really, was it? Did they even lock the cell door? Things like that. But look at it like this. You know, and as well as I do, that going from having a $13 million estate, not estate, but that's what you're worth, your net worth, $13 million at one time. And going from that to staying in a cell at night, and eating at a metal table and having a metal toilet. I never understood why there's no toilet seat on the toilet. You know,
so it'll kill yourself.
Could they make a shiv?
I don't know if you make a shiv on it, but maybe there's ways of committing suicide with it.
With a metal toilet?
Well, no, with the toilet seat.
Or the toilet seat. I don't know.
I'm guessing. Just guessing.
I'm guessing you're guessing.
I haven't spent much time in prison.
You know who would know that? Buzzy.
Buzzy would know it. Tell us about your time in the slammer.
Yeah, when you were in the slammer.
It was a cold place, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's a cold seat. And there's no seat on there. How come when you sit down, you just don't fall in?
No privacy either.
Come on, there's no privacy at all.
You can like that.
Forget privacy.
I'm okay with that.
You have to go. You're okay with that?
Yeah,
I'm bashful.
What do you think? People are going to come by and say, hey, I give them a 6.5. You can dance to it. But that seems like, can you imagine intellectually how they've changed? Like Bill Cosby, he goes from America's Darling one day, the next day he's in jail. Plus he's almost blind or is blind. So think of the internal punishment. But we're only responsible for the external and not the internal. We'll be back with more with Veach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we brought in a forensic accountant who says $13 million may be a little low for Chris Collins. Tony, what new number do we have for Chris Collins?
Our good buddy Jack says when he last, let's see, the source he checked out says Collins' net worth in 2018 was around $45
million. 45, yeah. The thing I had, it was over here somewhere. It's under a pile of papers that said $13 million at one time. So he's saying $45 million. Well, for $45 million, he's going to have to pay for his own shiv material, I think, in jail. Don't you think? And there should be an extra charge for his tats, because he'll get tats when he gets in there.
Yeah, but it'll only be the finest quality.
And he'll have like a dollar sign on his arms.
Sure,
and
instead of an anchor, dollar sign.
Yeah, he can flex like this. And watch his money grow.
Yeah.
See, if he puts a dollar right here, you can make your money stretch a little bit. What do you think?
And Scrooge McDuck on the back.
Exactly. Well, you know, for Chris Collins, this is a serious deal. Not much question about that. And I was looking for, because I know I had it in here now, it's going to drive me crazy, looking to see where I saw 13 in there. So much material about this. But he's going to be sentenced on Friday. By the way, it looks like the House is going to send, at least take the vote to send tomorrow, to send it to the Senate. Wouldn't it be wild? I mentioned this yesterday, if they voted not to send it. And there's a question of legality. If they didn't send it, was he, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody there, did it make a sound? If they voted not to send it, would he not be impeached?
No, he's not impeached.
Oh, so wouldn't
it
that,
has to be sent in order for him to be impeached.
Wouldn't that be cool? If he wasn't impeached, all this stuff.
Well, if they were smart, they wouldn't, because this is hurting them.
And you hear dumb things. We're off of subject for a second. You know, we hear the Republicans saying, you know, we've got to be doing this and that. You know, the Republicans the Democrats had their chance when it was in their house. It was the House. Why didn't they do the things there if they needed more information? Why, if they have to have a witness, why didn't they bring more witnesses in? I mean, you hear Schumer talking about that today.
But the Republicans wanted to bring in witnesses. The Democrats said no.
Yeah, the Democrats said no, no Republican witnesses, and now he's clamoring for a witness. See how screwed up this is? I mean, it really is, but it hopefully will move along starting tomorrow.
What's mind-boggling is that they don't recognize it.
If they do recognize it, they must think everybody doesn't have a radio, a newspaper, or TV set, because it was all over the place. We got to see it, and we saw how foolish it looked to us, and now we're seeing that they're trying to pick up things they didn't do. Now they want the Republicans to do it.
And I'm sure, you know, they do everything by polling numbers and, you know, focus groups and things like that. So I'm sure they have the information that they're losing the country by this.
You've
got to wonder, why would they go forward?
I would hope so, because I don't see what they think they're gaining. If their sole mission is to besmirch Donald Trump and to get him out of office, they're not going to be able to do it this way, I can tell you. 803-0930-1-800-616-9236, *930. The maximum would be 57 months. The minimum would be 46 months. I mean, look at the minimum, 46 months. That's if it were 4 years, it'd be 48. So if we round it off to 4 years, 4 years in jail, any kind of jail, doesn't, you don't have to be on the side with a black ball with a chain around your ankle picking rocks in Georgia in the hot sun to be in jail. You're not where you want to be. That's the key.
You mean he's not going to be on the chain crew?
No, and he's not going to hear the famous words, "What we have here is failure to communicate." He was trying to communicate with his son to sell that stuff before the news breaks that the test failed and the company will probably suffer greatly. But by trying to communicate with his son, he got caught. And because his son then tried to communicate with others, and they got caught too. That's basically the story. Everybody was trying to save their money, and they made plea deals, the others. But Chris Collins could could be sentenced to nearly 5 years. That would be the max.
The visual I have is from the movie The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds towards the beginning when, you know, they're shoveling in the swamp and, you know, one's putting stuff in the other one's boot. Well, I was just picturing Chris Collins doing that.
In a suit. He's got to have a suit on. Make it, you know, a white-collar criminal. Maybe he does something else. Maybe he does everybody's taxes or something like that. All right, when we come back from this this break, we're going to go to the break about a minute early. We're going to talk about the feds finally getting involved with things like the green light laws in various states, which violate working with the federal officials to try and round up illegal immigration problems. Try and round them up and work with them instead of working against them. And they say the green light laws may pose a security risk, according to the feds. And it makes sense to me that it would. And we'll see how you feel about that on News Radio 930 WBEN. Got a couple of interesting texts here. One says the Senate should reject the articles, turn them back to the House. Remember doing a crummy job on homework, and the teacher made you redo it. I think that would be, you're talking about a slap in the face. You correct it. Maybe there's spelling errors. Maybe there's punctuation. Maybe they were used to, I never knew the use of a semicolon. I certainly know when you use a colon. In fact, you have to examine your work and make sure there's no colonoscopy there. But I never understood a semicolon. Do you know, Tony? I'm sure at Burgard, they taught about semicolons.
Yeah, right after we worked on carburetors.
Okay. Now, Mr. Beamer, you have some Facebooks we'd like to tidy up.
Yes, I do. We'll start with Colleen.
Colleen Colon.
Who says...
What a name that would be, huh? Okay, go ahead.
She says, I believe his sentence should be medium to heavy. We put our trust in him. You need to be held at a higher standard.
I'm with Colleen. I think that's fair. You do. When you put your hand on the Bible and you swear an oath, you're held to a higher standard. But even that, it was pretty cut and dry as to what happened. And even though you may not have stock in anything, let alone stock in that one company, he is still violating his oath of office, and he's hurting you. He's hurting in our trust for public officials, and we can't accept that. Okay, another please.
Jamie says he should get hit hard. The light sentences these people receive is a slap in the taxpayer's face. He can't claim ignorance anymore.
Well, that's true. And if you're a member of the House of Representatives, you can't possibly believe that you didn't understand that was going to be insider trading. You really can't. Everybody loses except the person with the insider trading. It's like a fix. How would you feel if you found out that the Bills game, okay, played a week ago? What if you found out that was fixed? How would you feel? You'd be angry. Probably a lot more angry than find out Chris Collins did insider trading because you have a stake in it. Maybe you had a small bet. Maybe you just love the Bills and you hated to see them lose. But anytime you get scammed, a scam's a scam, whether it's white collar or not. Another, please.
Yes, Sandy. We will go with Scott this time, who said he did the crime. He shouldn't get treated any differently than anyone else who did the same crime. He committed it. He knew what he did. He tried to run away.
Well, that's true, except he wasn't just a businessman. He was a member of the House of Representatives. Who is he representing? He's representing the people in his district. But he's also representing the government. Remember, he gets votes as a congressman that you may or may not like. How would you feel if you found out that he had information that wasn't shared as to what went into that vote? You'd feel you were scammed. For some reason, insider trading doesn't seem to bring out the ire of a lot of people, but with us locally it does, but nationally not so much. Another.
Yeah, one thing, Sandy, before this last one. I noticed a lot of the responses, they want to be easy on Chris Collins. And I think we should start looking at situations as what they are, not just the party of the person who's involved. And I think a lot of people who want Chris Collins to get no time or light time are only saying that because he has an R next to his name.
Yeah. Hey, you tend to align with people who are in your party. I think it makes it worse if they're in your party, simply because it casts a shadow on government. Why would you want it any easier because they're in your party? I'd want it harder because they're in my party.
Plus, you look like a hypocrite if you're looking to clean up. We got to clean up the Democrats that are in Congress. Well, if there are dirty Republicans, you got to clean them up as well.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he was at a chicken dinner where you were, sat next to you at the card table at the fire hall while you're eating chicken. And you go home and you tell everybody what a great guy is. But what you don't know is on the way home, he's doing insider trading, which is illegal. And it's going to get him in jail for some amount of time. And going to be, how about this? We're going to be without a representative in that district. I think they just talked about, what, April 28th?
Yes.
April 28th. So you have no say in the House of Representatives until April 28th, because he decided to scam. How do you feel about that?
Well, the same as if you lived in San Francisco and Nancy Pelosi, who represents you, never shows up to do anything.
Yeah, or they're out campaigning and not voting on the issues. I never understood that. They're out campaigning all this time, and they miss all those votes. That should be something wrong with that.
I agree.
We ought to look into that, I think, sometime. You have a final one for us, Buzz.
I do. Paul says he knew he was guilty. He had no respect for his constituents, the district, and the office he held.
He did not. So if he were continuing in the office, which he isn't, he's out. But if he were continuing in the office, next time you saw him at the chicken dinner, you might have a different viewpoint. You know, what a scammer. He told me how important this issue was. We're going to look at that. Or he's going to vote a certain way. I feel really good. I met him. I took a picture of him with the grandchildren, whatever. Meanwhile, he's scamming. And whether he is worth $13 million or what, $45 million. That'll give you more of a reason, Tony. because he's even richer than that. He owns all these companies, whatever. And he really did it for his son. To warn the son that, hey, look out, the value of what you're holding is going to be substantially less. So what did his son do? His son told his future father-in-law, and he told another person, as I recall, and himself. And so they all had insider trading. Now, the other two parties made a deal with the government for whatever. I've never read what the deal is, but they made a deal, so they're not going to go to jail, but he is. He's going to jail on Friday. And it's one thing when he was packing for a business trip. I can't imagine when his wife asks, how many of these special suits should I pack? Unless they have stripes on them, I suggest none. Or will I be the same size when I get out? They say that prison food is fabulous.
Yeah, and you don't get to snack.
No, there's no snack. But you get, you know, a nice nighttime coffee with maybe a scone like I used to at home, a home scone. But no, instead they're going to put me in a place with an iron toilet. So you go, I bet if you saw his house, I bet he doesn't have an iron toilet.
There's a pretty good chance.
I'm guessing that.
Yeah.
Be a pretty good indication if he did that maybe he's up to no good.
Now, does he have to go right from the sentencing to jail, or does he get like a few days to prepare himself?
No, I believe he goes right away.
Yeah. Most of the time they do. There might be some instances where they were sentenced and then they report to jail. I don't know what this one will be until it happens. But it's both ways on that. I would like, that would be a good thing to send a local reporter, see how he packs. What do you pack if you're going to jail? I think that would be interesting.
Pack light.
They ought to put it on Channel 2. What do you think?
That would be a good story.
Send one of their ace reporters. You mind if we look in your suitcase? You know, they do that on game shows and stuff like that. And they open it up and there's a saw in it. Oh, why am I being cruel? No, it wouldn't be a saw. How about just
a file?
Dental floss. Because who was it? There was a criminal that got out of jail because the dental floss was used to saw the bars. I didn't know dental floss was that strong, but I remember that. But that would be an interesting feature. So if Channel 2 is listening, send one of your ace reporters to wearing the red jacket.
Yeah.
Make sure you wear the red jacket. I'm wearing a red jacket now. And find out how you pack for jail. Seriously, I'm being very serious.
Tonight at 6.
Yeah, tonight at 6. Do not. Yes, because we asked the hard question, like, only one pair of underwear? What are you planning to get out early? Well, that would be an indication he intends to escape, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't picture him as an escape artist.
No. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the feds. Thank you for that, your participation in this pastime. We'll be back. But first, yes, we have the cash code. The 72881 word is applaud, as in putting your hands together and applauding. APPLAUD. Send it 72881. You might applaud and win $1,000 in cash.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.